Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay. Welcome to another pre-ISE edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. By the way, if you're watching this after the show, all of our ISE coverage is at raypubs.com/ISE. And this one you're going to want to watch all the way through because we're going to get a demo of a new feature in the X10 platform called X Pro. But first I want to introduce Vib Singh, who is the co-founder of X10 AV, and Sahil Dhingra is also a co-founder of X10 AV. Guys, how are y'all doing?
Doing pretty awesome. How are you doing, Gary?
Doing well. Vib, how are you?
I'm great, Gary. How are you?
Doing well. You're going to be in Hall 5 in stand L100. And y'all have the first cloud-based platform for integrators that allowed them to design systems, spec systems properly, I mean, do proposals. I mean, just so much inside of the X10 platform. I think you guys must be really excited where you are now, about what, six years into this now?
Oh yeah, it's been quite a journey since 6 years. And we've grown strength to strength in the last 6 years, adding over 18,000 users now. In over 120 countries, presence in over 120 countries. And now at this ISE, we're launching a brand new feature called X Pro, which is a project management module, which was kind of missing on our platform for quite a bit. So this completes the offering for any AV systems integration design consulting company who are using softwares for doing end-to-end AV systems integration. So now you can do designs, comprehensive designs using AI automation in XDraw. Your sales team can do proposals in XDoc, very great proposals in XDoc. And then now comes in XPro. So your post-sales project management field technicians can use the same platform to manage seamlessly the entire project and the execution part of it.
Well, I know we're going to do a demo, but I have a quick question for you first, Sahil, and that is AI. Obviously, you've had machine learning AI in your platform since the very beginning. I know that there's going to be kind of you're going to wait to ISE to introduce one new feature, one new AI feature. You have to come to their booth to see it at Hall 5 booth L100, but we are going to talk a little bit about a new AI functionality built into the platform.
Right. So, there's a couple of things that are going live from the AI perspective on the platform. We're gonna show one little thing, and then there's a bigger surprise AI feature that we're saving it to show to people who are gonna visit our booth at ISC.
Is that future feature that's coming that you're gonna demo at your booth?
We will, yes, definitely. And okay. People who visit our booth will be the first ones to witness that.
Okay, but which AI feature are you willing to talk about now? Which new AI feature are you willing to talk about? How's that?
So the one that we're gonna talk about that we're gonna show today, the AI feature is in our proposal. So okay. This new AI feature we're gonna show, we'll talk more about it when we show it, but it's gonna really help you kind of rewrite your proposal. So it's gonna do a lot of things for you. So you work on it and then you let AI kind of make it more seamless and a better version of itself.
Okay, well, Vib, how about doing a demo of X Pro, which is a new project management module for X10. Show us, I mean, obviously this interface looks familiar to me.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna go back a little bit and start off with the X Pro dashboard.
Okay.
So on the left menu, you can see that there's three softwares, so XDraw, two softwares, XDraw, which is our drawing tool, XDoc, which is our proposal software. So this is the new edition XPro. Okay. And under this, you have this dashboard. So this is where I am right now on the dashboard. So this is like a Kanban of all the projects that you've been working on, your team has been working on, and you can manually move this around and to individually look at each project and the progress in it. So just click on it, and then it will open up the dashboard of that particular project. So this is the dashboard of X10 AV California project, where you can see a bird's eye view of everything which is happening in that project. How many tasks have been assigned, how many of them are pending, how much is completed, what's the ROI on the project. And then the events which are scheduled for the entire month, you can see like you can schedule events and then assign tasks on that event. So like on 27th of January, so you can create an event that pre-installation has to be done, and then you can assign tasks under it. What are the resources working on it, all the statuses. And then if you look at, there's another sub-menu here, which gives you details of each of these individual things which you can do here. So like you have tasks, so you can create tasks, different kinds of tasks for
all. When you create a task, does it automatically send an email to the person who has the task, or how does it notify them?
Yeah, you can assign a task to individual users who are part of, who are subscribers of the platform. They can be field users, office users. So you just open up a task and put in whatever you need to put in. You can put in things like a checklist, items with the bomb which are attached here, and then put in the comment. The first thing is you create all the list of tasks which you need to be done for task project, and then you go under events and you click on, you can create an event, just click on the day where you want to create an event and click on it and then put in, so this is, let's say review and design blueprints. So you put in a start and end date, can be an all day task as well. You assign a resource to it. And then you can assign the task which you've created separately. So like for individual products, so you can just assign those tasks and automatically an email will be sent to that person. They will have those tasks and events scheduled in their calendar.
Is it also capable of, when I see you have a calendar built in here, obviously, but is it also capable of putting it on a overall calendar, like a company calendar, like a, whether you're on Gmail or Exchange or Microsoft 365, can you also tie those calendars together?
Yes. So it will send out an email with those tasks and event to your mail link, and then you can click on it and add it to your Gmail or iCloud calendar, whatever you're using. So you can see.
Okay.
So there is no, so that's the phase two, which is going to happen automatically. But right now there's a way by which you can just add it manually by the email, which will be sent to you.
Okay. And then what is the new AI functionality, or where is the AI functionality here?
So this is X Pro. Just quickly want to show you a couple of more things there. So there's a field user view as well. So the people who are on the field, on the streets, they're using their phones, so they don't need to have the full access. So they can just open up a web browser and they'll be able to see all the tasks which they've been assigned in a dashboard, and they can clock in, clock out as per those tasks. So as soon as you start working on a task, you just put in clock in and update, it'll start counting the hours. And as soon as you, you're done with it, you just click on clock out. So it will automatically count the number of hours and calculate the labor costs based on the cost which you have set in the system. So this makes it highly simple and easy for the project managers at the back end to evaluate all the costs, how much they estimated, how much they actually spent, those kind of things. Another one cool, really cool feature which kind of sets us apart from all competition is no other tool in the industry, which is a project management suite, allows you access to the project drawings documentation. Since we have XDraw, which is built in, so automatically your designers, the drawings which they have built, they, your field technicians will have access to all those drawings and documents. So all they've got to do is just click on those rooms and they'll be able to see all of their drawings and documents associated with that project in one view. This is what sets us apart. That's why it makes sense to have one platform where you're doing your drawings and designs, so you don't have to show it to others. Share it outside of the platform and share it with others.
That's one nice thing about the platform that you have. Since it's all in the cloud, anyone can access any part of it that you give them access to wherever they are. I think it's kind of interesting that you've considered the mobile user as well in this update, because a lot of the people that are in the field are the sales teams, right? And the designers when they're meeting with the client. And so that their ability to add tasks and manage tasks on a mobile device is very smart.
Absolutely. And then there are some really powerful reporting structure which is built in. So at the end of every project, you can calculate how much, since proposals are also built in, so we can pull up the values which you estimated and proposed to the customer. And then at the end of the project, we can match those values and eventually give you a report how much you estimated, how much you actually spent, and how much was the profits that you made. So
that's a good, that'll be a good annualized report too, to see how close you are in your estimation. Sahil, well, thank you for that demo, Vib. Sahil, any kind of hint towards what you're going to do at ISE with that surprise AI feature? I mean, give us a reason to come by your booth.
Well, let's just say it's going to kind of change the game the way designs are done.
Okay. All right. I mean, everyone's looking at how AI is going to change our industry and sort of help make us a lot more efficient. And right now, it just seems to be with regard to the words, right? I mean, it makes us better. It makes it easier for us to read content and digest content and then send more content out. So it'd be interesting to see how you guys use it. I think you guys have two amazing brains behind what you've already done. So I think it'd be probably exciting. It'd definitely be worth going by there. That's for sure. All right, Vib, as you said, there's a new AI feature that's inside of XDoc. Rewrite something. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's a small plugin of a large language model, which we've done into our proposals. So it basically helps you to paraphrase any of your existing content in terms of text. So like it will do your spell check, it will paraphrase for you, it will do your comprehension, grammar, everything. So it's a small feature, but highly useful. So all you've got to do is just select the text box that you want to rewrite or paraphrase, or just check for spellings or anything, and just click one button, rewrite with AI. So it's going to rewrite. There's an LLM integration in there. So it will generate a new text and also check everything, comprehension, grammar, everything. So there you go. So and you can keep doing it as many times. So it will keep rewriting it. So it will generate every time new bits of text. It's quite powerful, quite useful if you are writing proposals day in, day out, and you don't know what exactly the content you want to write. So AI can help you do that.
In the meantime, and we'll go by their booth and we'll shoot a full demo of this during the show. And if you're watching this after the show, just go to raypubs.com/ISE to see all of our ISE coverage. But you can always type in X10 in the video search window and see all the past videos we've shot, but also what we do at ISE. Sahil, Vib, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thank you.
Rants and Raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves.